Triple M rocks the central wheat belt, the police. It's 12 after 8, Terry's Brekkie Show, and bushfire volunteers about the country are launching a nationwide search for inventions by everyday Australians that could help change the way we fight bushfires around Australia. And they're putting some big money on the line here. They're awarding grants of up to $10,000 to try and get inventions to proof of concept and into the market. And to talk more about it, I've got the president of the Bushfire Volunteers here in Western Australia. I've got Dave Gossage on the line. Dave, a very good morning.
And a good morning to you.
Dave, you've partnered with Baker Hughes. You're putting the call out there to some innovative Aussies to get the thinking caps on.
Yeah, well, a bit of background is they're a global energy and technology company, and they wanted to help make a real difference after the devastating bushfires of 1920 that we had all over Australia. And we got talking with them and came up with this program that would encourage and support innovation in bushfire prevention and management across Australia. So this was brought about by the need of us to, connect with our communities and volunteers more and get their ideas and find the ones that never get the opportunity to even be looked at. We've got a lot of backyard people and tinkerers around the state. For instance, down in Albany, a gentleman made an emergency shelter for when the volleys are out there and can't get back to the fire unit. That was that one. And then there was a guy that developed a pump. There's a community group down in Argyle in the Donnybrook region that came up with this new community resilience idea. That's the sort of outside the box sort of stuff we're chasing.
So the net has been cast fairly wide here, and $10,000 will certainly go a long way to getting a new product off the ground for these inventors out there.
Yeah, I think it's important. This is open to any Australian citizen who has an idea that could improve the prevention, preparedness, response, and even recovery from a major disaster. As you can appreciate, with the command and control structures across Australia, trying to get new ideas off the ground is very difficult because they're so rigid and the bureaucracy stops it. So what we've done is opened up this program, which is an Australian first for us. I'll be honest, it's very exciting times, and we're trying to get people to look at ideas such as physical tools, equipment, things to mitigate or suppress fires, environmental processes, and what we're going to do is shortlist a number of those ideas. And then the Baker Hughes organisation will team up with those individuals and mentor them for a three-month period. And then out of that three-month period, at the end of that, we will make a short list and announce a winner in October of a $10,000 prize to go to that individual to further pursue that. So very exciting times, and certainly something that we've been very proud of as Bushfire Volunteers WA to be the initiator of for the whole of Australia. So very exciting times.
Yeah, lots of volunteers will be very appreciative of the winner's efforts come October with that $10,000 prize up for grabs, because out of the 250,000 bushfire volunteers across the nation, 20,000 here in WA, and they understand the gaps in prevention, preparedness, response and recovery. So they'll be looking to work with potential suitors to try and get some new products into the market.
Absolutely, and certainly from our perspective, having a strong, resilient community, and we know that more so in a rural environment out of the metro, outside the metro area, being resilient enables you to recover quicklier from an emergency than if you weren't very resilient. So we're certainly looking at those resilient ideas to help build strong communities.
All right. If people want to know more and to get a submitted entry over the next few months, Dave, where can people go?
If they go to our website, www.bushfire.org.au/programs/IDP, and that will get you into the specifically about this grant. And also you can register for our newsletter, which is free, and keeps you in touch with what's happening across Western Australia from a bushfire perspective.
And the peak of the bushfire season has well and truly slowed down for now. Dave, you turn your hand to seeding. You're out there at Cookerin. How's it all going?
Round and round in ever-decreasing circles. And just because our title is bushfire, it's very perceptive. We actually do, we're just as busy during the winter as we are in the summer because we do structure fires as well as attending accidents and doing a lot of rescues and searches, helping the other agencies, as well as doing all our training in preparation for the fire season and also prescribed burning, keeping the fuel loadings low. So we are a very busy organisation, and don't let the title of bushfire deceive you as to we only do one thing. So we're very diverse in what we do.
Well, bushfires can come up any time. I remember 3 years ago when I was in Albany, there was a major emergency in May of 2018, and that certainly took a lot of people by surprise how late it came into the season.
Oh, absolutely. I remember that one well, actually, and certainly it's very just perceptive about what you think versus what can actually happen at times. You know, it's very, very deceiving, yeah.
All right, good opportunity there for inventors to help the bushfire volunteers across the country. If you'd like to know more, go to the website bushfire.org.au. Dave Gossage, President of the Bushfire Volunteers here in Western Australia, thank you very much.
Really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Good on you. It is 8:18 at Triple M.